Title: Reese Patch in Ableton Live 12. Glue it with chopped vinyl character for jungle old school DnB vibes beginner. All right, let's build a proper old school jungle style Reese in Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices, and then mix it so it feels glued to the drums with that slightly battered, resampled, chopped vinyl personality. Quick mindset shift first. In early jungle and DnB, the Reese isn't just a cool synth patch. It's a moving mid-bass that feels like it's part of the break. The sub is a separate job. So today we're going to split roles. Clean mono sub that holds the weight, and a mid-Reese layer that brings the chew, width, and grime. Step 0. Basic setup. Set your tempo somewhere DnB friendly, like 170 BPM. Create two MIDI tracks. Name one Reese MID and the other SUB. Select both and group them into a bass group called Bass Bus. Optional but helpful while learning. Put a limiter on the master with a ceiling around minus 0.8 dB, just so you don't get surprised by random spikes while you experiment. Now let's build the Reese mid layer. On Reese mid, you can use operator or wave eatable. I'll describe operator first because it's fast and classic. Load operator. Set oscillator A to a saw wave. Turn on oscillator B and set that to saw as well. Keep B's course at 1.00 so it's the same octave, then detune them against each other. Put osc affine detune around minus 8 to minus 15 cents, and osc B around plus 8 to plus 15 cents. That little disagreement between oscillators is the core of the Reese movement. It's not a wobble. It's a constant push and pull. Now use operator's filter. Choose LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere around 450 Hz to start. In this style, you're often living in that 250 to 700 range depending on how dark you want it. Add a bit of resonance, say 0.25-ish, and if there's drive available, add a couple dB. Then give the filter just a small envelope amount, like 5 to 15%, so the note has a tiny speak at the front. For the amp envelope, keep it slightly softened so it doesn't sound like a pristine EDM stab. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Decay around 300 to 700 milliseconds. Sustain down a little, like minus 6 to minus 12 dB, and release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. That release timing matters later when we start gluing to drums. If you prefer wave eatable, do basically the same concept. Two saws, mild detune, low unison count. Keep unison at 2 to 4 voices max, so you don't phase smear the whole sound. Use an LP24 filter and add a super slow LFO to the cutoff, like 0.08 to 0.2 Hz, with a small amount. Think drift, not wobble. Now, the sub. On the SUB track, load operator again, but this time keep it boring on purpose. Oscillator is set to sine. Filter off or wide open. Attack 0 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Then add utility and set width to 0% so it's mono. This is important. Any vinyl warble or stereo movement goes on the Reese mids only. The sub has one job. Survive the mix, translate in mono, and stay solid. Now we split the frequency roles so the character doesn't wreck the low end. On Reese mid, put EQ 8 first and add a high pass filter. Use 24 dB per octave and set it around 100 Hz as a starting point. Somewhere in the 90 to 120 range is fine. On sub, add EQ 8 and do the opposite. A low pass filter, 24 dB per octave, same crossover point. The goal is that the sub owns the low end, and the Reese mid stop fighting it. At this point you should already feel like the bass is one instrument, but it's mix safe. Now we do the fun part. Chopped vinyl character and glue. On Reese mid, right after that high pass EQ, build this chain. First, saturator. Set it to soft clip. Drive around 5 dB to start, anywhere from 3 to 8 depending on how aggressive you want it. Then trim the output so the level matches before and after. This is one of the biggest beginner mistakes. Adding better and accidentally just making it louder. You want tone, not a volume trick. Second, redux, but lightly. This is your resampled crunch. Set downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction around 10 to 14 bits. Then keep dry slash wet low, like 10 to 25%. If you hear constant fizzy hash, back off. In jungle, the degradation should feel like history, not like a broken MP3. Third, chorus ensemble for vinyl-ish movement and a little stereo smear. Use chorus mode. Rate super slow, around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, width somewhere around 70 to 120, mix low, like 8 to 20%, and here is your teacher note. If it starts sounding seasick, it's too much. We want alive and shifty, not underwater. Fourth, glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, ratio 4 to 1, set the threshold, so you're getting maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on the loud notes. Turn soft clip on. This is where the Reese starts to feel printed and controlled, like a cut bounce to audio and push through a slightly overloaded chain. Then a final EQ8 for tone shaping. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz by 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. If it needs to speak on small speakers, add a gentle bump somewhere around 900 Hz to 1.8 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB. And if the processing brought too much fizz, add a low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Remember, old school bass doesn't need to be bright. It needs to be readable. For the SUB chain, keep it minimal. Optionally, add saturator with just 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on, if the sign is too clean and disappears on some systems. Optionally, add a compressor at 2 to 1 ratio, attack 10 to 30 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, just kissing it by 1 to 3 dB. If you find yourself doing more than that, it's usually a sign the MIDI notes or levels need attention, not more plugins. Now glue the whole bass to the drums with sidechain. On the bass bus group, add a compressor and turn on sidechain. Set the input to your drum bus, or at least your kick and snare. Jungle often feels snare-led, so don't be afraid to key from the snare or from a combined drum bus. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack 2 to 10 ms. Release 80 to 160 ms, and time it to the bounce. You want the bass to step back when the drum hits, then return in rhythm. Aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. If the bass feels like it never comes back, shorten the release or raise the threshold a bit. Here's a super useful coach trick. If the snare disappears behind the bass, don't only sidechain harder. Often a tiny reduction in the bass release time fixes it faster, because it clears space after each note instead of just ducking level. Now for the most authentic old-school move, resampling and chopping. This is where it stops feeling like a synth in a DAW and starts feeling like audio that's been handled. On resam mid, freeze the track, then flatten it so it becomes audio. Open the clip and turn warp on even if you don't strictly need it. Try Complex Pro if you want a slightly smeary resampled vibe, or texture if you want grain. We're not trying to destroy it, we're trying to make it feel like it lived a life. Then do a simple chopped approach. Slice the audio into 8th note or 16th note chunks in arrangement. Nudge a couple chops slightly early or late, very small moves. Duplicate a bar and change one or two chops. This is the secret sauce. The ear reads it as manipulated sampling, not as a perfectly looped synth line. If you want the warble to feel even more believable, keep it subtle and keep it off the sub. A great stock option is Shifter on the Reese mids only. Set it to pitch mode, then automate the fine control by just a few cents, like plus or minus 3 to 8 cents, making slow changes every bar or two. That reads like unstable playback, not like an LFO vibrato. Let's talk note choice for a second, because it changes everything. A lot of jungle Reese sits around F to A sharp territory, because it hits the room nicely without getting too sub-heavy. If your bass feels messy, try moving the Reese MIDI up an octave and let the SUB carry the weight underneath. You'll often get instant clarity. Now do a quick mono reality check. At the end of your bass bus, add a utility and map width to a macro or just toggle it manually. Check 0% width for a moment. If the bass thins out a lot in mono, you've got too much chorus width, too much unison, or too much stereo modulation. Pull it back. Jungle bass should still feel strong dead center. Gain staging, the sampled energy trick. Try to keep resam ID peaking around minus 12 to minus 8 dBFS before your heavy dynamics, and the sub around similar or slightly lower. Then let glue compressor and soft clip create density. That's how you get that loud, printed feel without actually smashing the meter. Now a simple arrangement idea to put it in context. At 170 BPM, build an 8-bar loop. Bars 1 to 2. Drums plus a filtered Reese, lower cutoff, less grit. Bars 3 to 4, full Reese plus sub. Bar 5, drop the sub for one bar to tease. Bars 6 to 8, bring sub back, and maybe automate the Reese saturator drive up by 2 dB for intensity. Automation targets that scream jungle without overcomplicating your life are filter cutoff on the Reese, a tiny increase of redux dry slash wet into fills, a slight chorus mix lift on transitions, and small changes in sidechain threshold for heavier sections. Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't let the Reese carry the sub. High pass the mid layer, always. Don't overdo chorus or unison, especially low down, because wide low end becomes weak low end. Don't crank redux until it's constant fizz. Use dry slash wet. And don't ignore levels. Saturation plus compression adds gain fast, so keep trimming outputs and leave headroom. Mini practice to lock this in. Write a 2-bar bass line with mostly 8th notes and maybe one quick 16th pickup into the snare. Build your SUB and your Reese MID using this workflow. Then resample the Reese and make 2 audio versions, one cleaner, one dirtier. Use the cleaner one for an intro section, and the dirtier one for the drop. That's a very old-school way of working. Commit to prints, then arrange with versions instead of tweaking a million knobs forever. Recap to finish. The tuned saws plus slow movement gives you the Reese foundation. Split it into clean mono sub and character mids. For the chopped vinyl glue, think saturator into light redux, into subtle chorus ensemble, into glue compressor, then EQ. Sidechain the bass bus to the drums for that rolling jungle breathe. And for real authenticity, resample and do small audio chops so it feels handled, not generated. If you tell me whether you're using operator or wave-eatable, your BPM, and whether your drums are Amen style or more two-step, I can suggest sidechain attack and release starting points that land right on that specific bounce.